This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. For more, we turn to Michelle Davis, a former Treasury Department spokesperson who's now a partner at Brunswick, a communications consulting firm. Ms. Davis, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you. How does a CEO or really anyone else prepare for a grilling on Capitol Hill like this? Is this a toughie?
These are tough to prepare for because they're so different from what a CEO normally faces. The key thing in a hearing like this is to constantly remember that it's the senator's show and they're there to make a point. And the fastest and way out of the room is to let them score their points and move on.
Now, indications about what Mr. Dimon will say will include some pretty big mea culpas.
Yeah, I think, you know, he's taking the right posture of not pushing back, not creating an argument. What the senators will probably want to do is look to make points about policy. You know, the fact is most Americans don't like bankers and don't have a lot of confidence necessarily that what works on Wall Street works for them. That's the purpose of the hearing, is to create that momentum, demonize Wall Street a little bit in order to advance the regulatory agenda.
But is it fair to say there is a central point of disagreement, which is Jamie Dimon's point of view is that what happened at his bank didn't endanger the financial system. I think some of the senators are concerned that it was an indication that stuff like this could endanger the financial system.
Well, I think the system is much stronger now than it was in 2008, and we want a financial system where banks, if they do suffer losses, that it doesn't create havoc for the rest of the financial system. In that sense, we haven't seen anything systemic resulting from this issue at J.P. Morgan.
Michelle Davis, former spokesperson for the U.S. Treasury Department, thank you very much.
Thank you.